You're listening to the More Time, More Profit podcast, the best place for entrepreneurs who are looking to grow past the startup phase of their business, but still need to learn how to free up more time, drive more profit. Now, present these real strategies, your successful business coaches and hosts, Adam John and Grant Muriel.
Welcome to More Time, More Profit, episode number 3. Today's show is titled Fueling Vision to Skyrocket Your Growth. My name is Adam John, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only Mr. Grant Muriel. How are you today?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going really well. What have you been up to in the week that was?
It's just been a normal week, really. I'm actually just in the mindset of packing up yet again. So I've been in the Philippines for a whole 6 days, I do believe. So it's back to Australia for another 2.5 weeks. They don't call me the international man of mystery for nothing.
You seem to be living out your suitcase a bit the last few weeks.
Well, it's actually got to the scenario where now I have two sets of clothing. So when I get to the Philippines, it's 30-odd degrees.
And When I left
Melbourne, it was, 8 degrees or something.
Oh, so it's the middle of winter too. I don't do winter at all. It's terrible.
No. So it was actually funny. One of the stories was we were coming in last time I landed. And just, you know how they do the, hey, everybody, just letting you know that we're about to go into landing sequence, please put your seats upright, put away tray tables, etc. He said, we're probably 20 minutes ahead of schedule. And just letting you know, it's currently 5 degrees. And I was kind of woke up from a nap and I'm like, we're about 30 minutes out from landing, 5 degrees. You know what? That's probably outside of the plane. That makes sense. Like, that's pretty cold though. So then anyway, just dealt with it all and we landed the plane and the pilot jumps on again. He's just like, look, we landed 20 minutes ahead of schedule and just letting you know all again that it's 5 degrees. And that's when it kicked me. And I was like, oh no, it's actually 5 degrees in Melbourne.
That's terrible. I remember I used to jump off the plane because I was born in Tasmania. I'd go home to visit the family and I lived in Queensland, which is the equivalent of California or Florida in the US. And, I'd always get on with a singlet and shorts, and I'd jump off, and it just blows straight through you.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible. Now, on the last podcast, I said that I was going to go catch up with my accountant. Had an amazing meeting with him and a couple of follow-up calls, and funnily enough, one meeting actually had 167 times ROI on it. So based on the amount that I paid my accountant to the benefits and the discounts and all of these things that he ended up getting me at the end of the year, he actually, that one meeting, based on what I was meant to pay before the meeting, from what I was meant to pay after the meeting, had 167 times ROI.
Oh, happy days.
It just goes to show, I don't know, people skimp out on the wrong areas, and my accountant's a little bit of a premium, and it just justifies as to why you need to hire the best people and work with the best people.
So. Yeah, you get what you pay for, especially when you get into lawyers. You know, you might skimp on a contract or something like that, and then when it's enforceable over $1 million, that's when you start to wish that you paid a little bit more, so getting what you pay for.
That's exactly why I'm sitting there. I'm just like, I walked out of that thing, and I was like, holy moly, this is fantastic.
Love it.
And then, the final point was I had a great meeting with the teams today where I ran through – actually, the topic we're going to be talking about today was one of the points in it where we talked back through the vision of the company, what we're trying to achieve, how we're trying to achieve it, and I think it's just a really good grounding point. And I always look forward – to these points because, as I say to the team, what they do on a day-to-day, whether it's a process or a checklist or thinking up some kind of deliverable, they might think that it's just a rock in the ocean when actually it's a ripple effect where they drop their stone and it actually ripples across into absolutely everything. And by showing them what we call the volcano, which sort of works them through what they're working on today and how it relates to the vision, they just become so revitalized and just rekindled. Like they just have a new life to them where they just walk out and they just have this smile on their face and they go, wow, we are part of something greater. And I love it. It's probably one of my favorite things. So look, enough about me, man. What about yourself? What have you been up to?
Love that. Yeah, I've just been under the pump a little bit lately, which is unlike me over the last 18 months. I've just had, I've had business proposals coming across my desk and people wanting to invest and I think the word's out. So I've just been getting blown up and, part of my vision is helping people out. So I have to figure out where the happy medium is, where I'm going too far and spending too much time on everyone else's projects, but still giving them value based on, you know, what I'm trying to achieve. Another fun thing I'm doing is I'm doing an Instagram challenge. So one of my friends has actually launched a quite sizable social media platform that's going to be up there with Facebook and Twitter and things like that. And he's right into social media. So he loves the way that I live my life, and he sees what I do. When I go kiteboarding, I'm always on the water, I'm always around pretty girls, and I'm always at beautiful locations and beaches and things like that. And I think he gets stuck in the office at, you know, 15 hours a day, and so he likes to live vicariously through me while he's going through this busy stage.
Exactly.
So he said, you need to get on Instagram. He goes, you need to upload this stuff, and he goes, you don't know how much it inspires us type of people. And I'm like, well, you know, I live this life. It's not really anything new to me. But for those people out there that, you know, are just stuck in the office and need to get more time, more profit, then it's pretty cool that they can log in and see that. So I'm sort of
I absolutely love that, because it's the concept of a friend of yours saying, look, I love seeing how you're doing. I love seeing what you're up to, as opposed to people that I know who seemingly might be friends on the surface who actually just want to print off that picture and jab pitchforks in my eyes and burn me and turn me into a voodoo. Right. So I love having those friends around where people just sit there and they just try and get you to be the best that you possibly can be, as opposed to sitting there with jealousy on them. I could not.
Yeah, I never really ever wanted to do it. And I'm just, he's like, man, you got to do it. You got to do it. He goes, man, it's so inspirational. I'm just like, really? I said, you know, I don't really even take many photos. So now I've got to go out and make conscious efforts to make more photos, because, you know, for me, once the moment's done, I live for, you know, the moment. I live for tomorrow type thing. So once it's done, that's it. But he's like, yeah, he's like, keep him coming, man. He goes, you have no idea. And I'm like, this guy's a bit of a bowler, you know? And I'm like, cool. If it inspires you to help you through your day and deliver better things, and, you know, in your business and your life, then I'm all for it. So I can't really turn that down. So that's pretty cool.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Cool. So let's jump on in. So today we're going to talk about visions for both your person and for your business. So the problem when we get into business is that, you know, visions are a tough thing, because you might have a vision, okay? It's not that your company doesn't have a vision. You know, you have an idea, you close your eyes in your head about what you're trying to achieve, but not everyone is always aligned on the same vision as you, all right? So your business partner might have a different vision to the way the company's going to you, your directors, your board members, and that creates a big disconnect. Also, you've got your staff, you've got your sales and your marketing, and that all builds into the way that you do your leadership and the way you build your culture from within your company. Then we get into things like your personal vision and things like that. And I don't know about you, but until I was really strict about things, my personal vision got trumped by everything else in life. So everything else that happens in life, my vision is the first thing to get put on the sidelines. So let's assume you got to work late, a new project comes in, or you got to put a fire out at work, and you're supposed to go to your kid's baseball game or something like that, or your sporting event for your kid, and you miss it. You hear about people that do that all the time. Maybe you're living in a city you hate simply because that's where your clients are and you feel that's where your business needs to be, et cetera, et cetera. So what we're going to get into is having a vision, how that solves all of these problems, and we're going to take you through the entire process of how to do that.
Yeah, and just to piggyback off that, I could not agree more with basically what you're touching base on is how people are just misaligned in comparison to what they do day to day compared to the vision that they're actually trying to get. And that's where business owners or even individuals get to a point in 12 months, 24 months where they look back on themselves and they just go, wow, nothing's changed. I haven't come closer to my vision. I haven't achieved anything that I thought I was going to achieve, just because there is just a misalignment. They've been getting some amazing things done, etc., but that just wasn't aligned to what their vision was. So, and that's actually one of the hardest things that I've found, is actually making people recognize that they need that vision as the path of where they're going to try and get to. So look, to wrap it up, so after this podcast, there's a couple of things that you're going to learn out of it. So More Time and More Profit, we've built what we call the Freedom Vision Framework, which is basically five simple questions that you can ask yourself, or as a company, as a board of directors, you can ask each other to create a vision and where you're trying to get to. The next thing is also going to walk you through applying that vision into your business. So we're going to talk a little bit about why your business needs it, a little bit about how often you should review it, change it, etc. But most of the time is we're going to walk you through creating that whole vision for the business. And then the final part is creating that vision for your personal life. So why do you need it? When you should reflect back on it, and again, take you through the journey of creating a vision for yourself, or helping someone else create a vision for it. So there's going to be a lot of takeaways. There's the Freedom Framework, Vision Framework is going to be downloadable as well as all the other show notes at moretimemoreprofit.com/003. So that stands for episode 3, which is Fueling Vision to Skyrocket Growth.
We'll be right back after a message from our sponsors on the More Time, More Profit podcast.
Hey, Adam, buddy boy. Look, I've heard you guys consistently mention leveraging outsourced staff, and I'm definitely keen to try it out. And I know More Time, More Profit has over 20 years experience in outsourcing and 8 years experience living in the Philippines. And so you are the guys to ask. So can you point me in the right direction with regards to filling some full-time positions in my company?
Yeah, you are correct, and I do get this a lot. What real problems are you trying to solve?
Let me tell you. Well, I need to grow my team to cater to the ever-growing client base that we have. I also want cheap staff to drive better profit. And most importantly, I need people who already have a great skill set so that I can get some of my most important time back.
Okay, so outsourcing is cheaper and it allows you to scale very quickly. It covers jobs like web design, administration, development, writing, finance and bookkeeping, marketing, social media and SEO, just to name a few. But have you thought about the potential problems with your staff?
Mate, sounds like everything I need. But you mentioned other potential problems, like what?
Let's consider your IP walking out the door. What about data security? And what about the reliability of your staff?
Hells no, man. But now that you mention it, what about fast internet, payroll, benefits, employment contracts, etc.?
Don't worry about it, buddy. Have I got a solution for you?
All right, let me have it.
Look, as you're a trusted listener to the show, I'm happy to introduce you into our network. We partner with the fastest growing outsource agency in the Philippines, and their security is better than Fort Knox. They're the only company I trust to look after my network, and they'll give you the same Red Cartman VIP treatment that they give to us.
Nice. But honestly, I'm a bit worried about signing up and just getting dumped with some individual or even someone else's rubbish.
Once again, don't worry about it. There's no problems. You get as many interviews as you want to find the right person to fit the right role for you. You can hire someone from as little as 20 hours a week. And if you inquire today, More Time, More Profit will cover the first week for free. Just go to www.moretimemoreprofit.com/VA to find out more.
No way. The first week free. But honestly, bit of a nervous Nelly, and I'm still concerned, is there going to be across the other side of the world?
Look, don't worry about it. For yourself and anyone else in our network, the More Time, More Profit office is located in the same city as our partner. If there are any issues that need escalation, we're more than happy to go in and represent you.
Wowza, you'd actually use your team to help me out if I really need it? You do have faith in their ability. Look, what is that website address again?
Just go to www.moretimemoreprofit.com/VA and get started today.
Thanks, man. I'm going to jump onto it now.
Back to the show, the More Time, More Profit podcast.
Let's just jump in and say, you know, for everyone, let's bring everyone into alignment. What is a vision? What's a vision to you?
Yeah, so look, I the people always get visions and missions mixed up, and I don't want to touch too much on missions, but the best way to define it is the vision is what you can see, but the mission is what you can achieve or deliver, right? So the best way to remember what a vision of your company or for yourself is what can you see? What can you visualize? So when you close your eyes, what is the one thing that you see? And it's not that I just see an apartment or a big office. It's everything that's within that. Do I see happy people? Do I see a lot of computers? Do I see collaboration, etc.? There's more than just that tangible. So the next step is, so you say, okay, well, it's what I can see, what I can envision. It's also about the purpose and the aspiration. So what am I going to try and do? So you look at Captain Planet. So he's not trying to save 3 people a day. He's not trying to do anything like that. He's trying to ensure that the world doesn't have any pollution, right? And that's his vision. His vision is an amazing planet that just has no pollution, right? And that's his purpose and that's his aspiration. When he closes his eyes, all he can see is a clean world, right?
So I always wanted one of those rings, by the way. I always wanted the fire one.
See, I would close my eyes and I would automatically have one, right? See, I had a better vision for you. So it's kind of when you describe the desired future position of yourself or the company, right? And again, this applies for yourself and the company. So there's sort of three things that I'll touch base on this. So a vision's gets a lot of value when it's not really achievable, right? So we all know the saying of aim for the stars, and even if you hit the moon, you've been successful. And that's exactly what a vision is about. People should look at your vision and go, how are you going to do that? People call a lot of entrepreneurs crazy because their vision is just so audacious, right? So that's the number one thing, is don't make it too achievable, or otherwise it's not a great vision. The next thing is always write your vision as if it's in the present tense. So as if it's already been done. And the final thing is always start it with a two. Now, this sounds weird as to why you start it with the word T-O, but I'm going to show you some examples as to why it adds so much value to it, because you're not trying to make a statement of this is what we are going to do, etc. It's all about the company is going to do this, or it's going to be used to achieve this. So some really good examples that I'll quickly run through. One is Nike, which is to experience the emotion of competition, winning, and crushing competitors. And that's, there's no deliverables, there's nothing, that's the purpose of what they're around. While Disney's is great and it's used all the time, which is to make people happy. And Microsoft's all about to empower people through great software anytime, any place, and on any device. So as you can see, they're all aspire to be something greater than themselves, right? So they're reaching for the stars, and even if they're hit the moon, they've already made a huge impact to everything. They're not talking about making money, so they're not talking about tangibles. They're mostly talking about intangibles. What do people feel? What's the purpose? What's the aspirations? How do people interact with what they do?
That's some really nice insights in that one. And, you know, when you get into visions and mission statements and things like that, for me, it's all a bit la-di-da, you know. It's just like, oh, God, here we go. We've got another professional coming in. I bet you this guy goes around company to company and sells a $10,000 package where he comes in and he teaches you how to make a business plan, not a business plan, but a vision, and we're going to get everyone aligned and everything like that, and we're going to sing around, we're going to sing Kumbaya. And really, the reality of it is people like that come in, people write a mission statement or a vision statement, they put it on the wall, and it's never really ever to be seen again. It doesn't impact any of your daily decisions. It doesn't impact how you steer your company, navigate through problems, through marketplaces, changes in technology and everything along those lines. So I will say that writing, up until recently when you and I got into this, it's like sticking needles in my eye. So if you're sitting out there and just going, oh, it's so la-di-da, stick with us, because it's super important that we get through this, as I said, with the big decisions. So anytime when you're in your life or your company and you've got a major decision to make, you always refer back to it. So I'll give you a bit of an example of my mission, my vision from mine. So when I started my company, SearchFound, a digital media company in Sydney, it was a very small company. I came in with the vision and was just like, yeah, I just want to make some money. I want to have some staff. I've always been into business, and I've been pretty poor most of my life. I want to make some money. I sort of want to make an impact and make my life a little bit better. Startup vision, right? So yeah. We come in, and then and it's my first company too, so I don't know what I'm doing, right? I've got no idea. I'm just making up everything from day to day. And as I started to get some results for my clients and things like that, my confidence grew a little bit better. And I thought, well, maybe I can expand my vision out a little bit more. So as the confidence grew, as the results come in, so did my vision. And then I brought on a partner, and he comes in, and he's just like, okay, it's pretty cool what we're doing now. Where are we going with this thing? And I'm just like, hadn't really thought about that much. He goes, well, my vision is I want big glass doors. So when I shut my eyes, I envision sitting there, and there's these big glass doors. I'm in this big advertising agency, and these huge brands are coming in, and we've got these big sales coming in, and these huge logos on the door and everything like that. And I'm just like, I'd never really thought about that. So we held our directors meeting, and then we come up with the new vision for the company. So, and that goes across to the products that we deliver, and most importantly, our staff and our leadership into our company. So I just found that really, really important that we went through that.
Yeah, the benefit of what you guys were doing at SearchFound was the ability to close your eyes and envision what your vision was, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take exactly what you've done and just merge it straight into running through how people get that vision. But also, if you can't have that vision, or you don't have that mind, that imagination, or that vivid experience, how you can basically pull that out and actually put that onto paper. Beautiful. So we all know why a vision is so important, right? But basically, how the heck do we even get to that point? So as you were talking about, Adam, it's such an easy exercise for us to close our eyes and think about what our business is going to be in 5 to 10 years. And a vision should always be for about 5 to 10 years. We don't want to change it because everything that we do, we should be trying to achieve it, right? But a lot of people can't envision it. It's just like people have a lot of trouble with doing meditation because they can't sit down for that long a period of time and actually put that time and effort into imagining things and working through it. And that's completely fine. And so what we've done at More Time, More Profit is we've said, okay, like most of us, we don't exactly know what our vision is. We can't see the grass through the trees. So how can we take people through an amazing journey to actually get them to that point where they can just close their eyes and they just go, holy smokes, this is my big glass doors, or every single person is collaborating, etc. And that's what we want to introduce, which is the FREEM vision framework. So FREEM is F-R-I-E-M, just like friend, but FREEM. So it stands for F is famous, R is refuse, I is internal, E is external, and M is measure. So by themselves, those words don't really mean too much. However, when you put them into a question, it starts triggering some really deep responses from, again, yourself from a personal point, yourself from a business owner's perspective, if it's only yourself, or from your directors, or even from the whole company, depending on how you want to do it. So the first question that you sit down and ask yourself is, what is your organization famous for? So F is famous. So what are you well known for? What do people sit there and just look at you and go, holy smokes, you are the experts of that? The next one is, what does your organization refuse to do? What do you just not touch? What do you, a good example would be a makeup company who just refuses to test on animals. And that's just a non-negotiable. And that is just a powerful message to send out. And people have built their businesses off that. The third one is, what is the internal opinion of your business? So that's not what you think about it. That's what your business partners, your directors, it also includes yourself, but what about your employees? What about the contractors that you have? What about everyone within that business that starts delivering to it? The fourth question is, what is the external opinion of your business? So what do your clients actually think of you? Honestly, what do they think of you? What does the public think of you? What is the community around you? What is the location that your office is based in, etc.? What about your competitors even think of you? And the final one is, how do you measure the success? So again, this is, can be yourself, it can be the directors, it can be the company. Is it based on money? Is it based on innovation? Is it based on problem solving? Is it based on X, Y, and Z? Right? So it's all about all these questions. If you can see the commonality between them all, is less about focusing on a tangible, which is your money, your big glass doors, for example, and it's starting to get, trying to get people to think outside of the box and look at the intangibles, the things that have purpose and meaning behind it. And that's not to say that having money can't be part of your vision. It 100% can, but all these questions are trying to do is trigger some kind of mind position where you stop just focusing on a tangible item and start trying to bring in intangibles.
Yeah, and I'll just add to that is that, you know, when we're in business, it's all very nice when you're in a startup and everything like that and you've got no real problems because you've got this big vision and you don't have any problems with the clients, any problems with competition, things like that. But there's a lot of people out there, and when you're in deep in the trenches and there's bombs going off and there's grenades going off and there's men down and there's men jumping ship and all these types of things, this is when your vision comes in the most important. So let's look at the, you said the makeup one, for example. So, okay, we're a makeup company. We don't test on animals, and you're in business to make money. You have your vision, and then the big company comes and says they want to buy you, and they're famous for testing on animals. Okay, well, now we've got a bit of a conflict. So what are we going to do? So we go back to the vision and say, how important is this to us? So anytime that you make a major decision in your business, you really just have to stop, breathe, think, and then go back to your vision and see and make sure you're on track, because a lot of times you can get some really quick gains in business by doing a deal with the devil, taking quick wins, and not looking to the future of your company and getting away from your vision. It's very easy to do. So whenever money is your sole driver, it's never going to be a great recipe for success.
Exactly. And piggybacking off that, it's also, you need to make sure that it's something that you can sit back and just say, wow, we've achieved that, right? So if we want to be the number one best digital agency in Australia, you have to, within your vision, you have to pinpoint, what does that mean? Is that based off quality? Is that based off profit? What is that random statement mean? So you've actually got to have it kind of achievable, right? So look, piggybacking off of that, I really want to sit down and just throw you in the deep end, Adam.
I, my heart rate, my heart is starting to beat because I feel like I'm getting I'm getting thrown into the fire here with the way we're doing this.
This is the best thing about when I'm passionate of a topic and I have used as a guinea pig.
Mm.
So what I'm going to do is at the start I ran through the couple of outcomes that I want to try and get from this. So I'm going to basically put you in the pool and see if you can sink or swim by us picking a random business and trying to create a vision for it.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is I'm going to jump into my hot tub time machine. I'm going to go back to the early days of my digital media company, and I can live and breathe that very easily because it consumed my life for a long time. I'm going to go just past the startup phase into maybe second, third year. You know, we're in the trenches. We're trying to grow. My time's all sucked up. We've got competition. We've got everything going on. So I'm going to put myself in that frame of reference, and then we can look at the vision, and we can form it out of that.
All right. So going back in the hot tub time machine. All right, Adam, looking at the digital agency back in its infancy, what do you want your organization to be famous for?
So the reason why I started my company, I used to work for Reach Local, which was a large startup that came out of the US. One of the reasons I went and worked for them was it was a startup. I could learn a lot of money on their dime. They spent millions and millions of dollars trying to figure out the market and how to do it. But they were really focused on just money. I felt they were very money hungry, and I didn't really feel like they did the right thing by their clients. You know, I was very protective of the space because I was a digital marketer already. These guys just come in from the US and they didn't really care. I really got the feeling that they didn't really care if they sold digital services or pink pogo sticks as long as their shareholders were happy. And I was just like, no, I take offense to this. I'm going to take what I've learned from you guys. I'm going to take what I've done in my freelancing, and I'm going to start my own company. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out and I'm going to offer digital media services to small, medium enterprises in the US, that's small to medium businesses. And I want to create better results at a cheaper cost. I want to help the business owner avoid getting ripped off, because some of these big companies come in and they take their money, they rip them off, and it's not good. And also, the thing I wanted to do is I wanted to build like really long-term relationships with my guys. I just wanted to be able to, if they said, I'm not in the office today, I'm at my house, send over an account manager over to my house and we'll chill out, we'll have a beer and we'll talk about it. So, and they're the type of customers that stay for a long time. So lifelong customers, that's what I wanted to do. So if you said that's what our business wanted to be famous for, that's how it was born. And that was my overall vision for how I saw it.
So if we were sitting in the office, for example, in the boardroom, I'll cut you off there because I'm sure you're going to talk about 15 other different things. I'll just be writing these things up on the board. So I'll be like, famous. We are famous for, an example is helping people avoid getting ripped off, building lifelong customers, etc., and just creating a bulleted list from everything. So look, that's the first column. So jumping on to the second one. So when you look at the company, what does your organization refuse to do? What is the big bad no? We won't even touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, let me just have a think for a second. I suppose we wouldn't have done anything that isn't in the best interest of the client, right? So there might be a trend in the market where there's certain buzzwords. At the time, Twitter was new, Facebook was new, everything like that, and we could have went out and sold products and services to these people just using these buzzwords, right? So without any results coming their way or anything along those lines. So the big thing for us was I had to evaluate and said, when I'm creating a product or service, is it something that's in the best interest of the clients? Can we sell it? If those two come out, then that's a good thing. There are many instances where I could have made hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions in new sales on a buzzword, but it wouldn't have led to lifetime customers. It would have ripped them off, and I just did not feel good about that. So that was really strict. So if you say what I refuse to do, that's what I refused to do. Anything that wasn't in the best interest of the clients or anything they didn't really need, that was probably my no-go zone.
The number one. Okay, so continuing on, let's burn through these. So thinking about the internal opinion of your business. So what is the internal opinion of yourself, your employees, your contractors, et cetera, around your business for in the next 5-10 years time?
Yeah, I'm thinking, so keep in mind, I've got my eyes closed. I'm thinking 5 years time. I'm big on employees. So I want employees that love coming to work. I want to make sure they make great money. I want to make sure they're stable. And most importantly, I want to know that they believe in what they're doing in the company. So if they were outside talking to someone else about the company and the boss isn't around, what would they actually say? Hopefully they would say really positive things and they would, you know, want to come to work early, leave late, simply because they believe in what we're doing. And I would want to make sure that everyone who does business with us, so contractors, suppliers, everything along those lines, they trust us. They trust us with everything we say because they know we know what we're doing. And they praise the results and the efforts that we put in as a company.
Great. So looking at the yin and yang, what is the external opinion of the business in 5 to 10 years? So the clients, the community, the public, your competitors, etc. What do they think?
I guess everyone trusts our word. So when our brand is mentioned, when the Searchfound brand is mentioned in newspapers, articles, in the general public, they say, you know, they're a trustworthy company, right? So they praise us. Those guys really know what's going on. They're an authority in the industry. You know, they're cutting edge. They're always on the latest. They always train us up. They're not just about money, anything along those lines. And I guess the ultimate thing would be that business owners refer other business owners. So if you look at it, all the mafia movies back in the day, you'd have the word that is a vouch. So if someone comes and vouches for us in their network and I turn out to be dodgy, then that person can actually be killed. So the word vouch is really important to me, that you know, someone would want to vouch for us. They put their reputation on the line that they trust us that much to be able to deliver on that.
Fantastic. And jumping into the M of the Frame Vision Framework, how does the company measure the success based off money, based off solving problems, innovation, etc.? What's the scorecard for?
Money, baby. Big fat sailboats, big yachts, cribs. No, I think you're stupid if you don't consider your P&L and your big vision. I think we all get into business to make money. As we said before, it can't be your main reason, the only sole purpose why you do business. So I would say your profit and loss statement, your dividends, everything like that is really important. And I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. Customer retention and churn. Okay, so we want to retain all of our customers. So remember, we're building lifetime customers. So we had this thing called the churn train. So something would happen and the clients would churn. So they'd say, oh, we've got another customer on the churn train. And that was probably one of the worst things you can say. Obviously, there's no business out there that's going to retain 100% of their customers, but we want to retain those customers. So we want to be the market leaders. So we measure ourselves against the market. Are we delivering the best information, the best training, the best products, the best services? And also, I measure the success on how happy the staff are. So I had a situation where we had a website that needed to be finished and it didn't finish until 11 p.m. on a Friday night, and our staff, that everyone stuck around in both offices and we got the project done even though they had other things to do. So they believed in the company that much and it wasn't even a strain for them. They're just like, you know what? I'm doing it because I want to do it, not because I have to do it.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's how I measure the success. Yeah.
Love it. So that we've just worked through the Frame Vision Framework, which are the five questions. Now, I've been a bit sneaky here, Adam. I've actually listed down a couple of things that you've mentioned under each one. So, for example, under famous, you've mentioned avoid clients being ripped off. You want long life customers. You refuse to launch products that don't coincide with what you're aiming, which is off buzzwords. Internally, you want your employees to love work, you want to have a desirable workplace. Externally, you want people to trust your work and be looked at as an authority. And you want to measure it based off going that extra mile and being the market leaders, right? So now, it's all well and good to have a great list, which you can refer to, but it's pretty hard for the team and to go out to the industry and just say, and go out to the market and just say, look, this is our list of things that we believe in.
Right.
Right. So the next step is to take some of these core items that we've mentioned, and they can be any of them. the best way to organize them is to sit down with yourself if you're a sole business owner, or sit down with your directors or your business partner. The more people involved in this process, the better. So if you can get your company involved in the whole thing, then you're going to get so much more buy-in and so many more opinions. And then what you want to do is you want to take this list of 20, 25 things and basically put them in an order of what you're most passionate about to what you're least passionate about, right? So this would be order from 1 to 20 or 1 to 25 or 1 to 15, depending on what you've got. And then we're going to grab the top 3 to 5, right? Now, instead of walking you through every single thing that you've said, Adam, I basically want to give you 3 to 5 that I've chosen, and I want you to go and try and build a vision just to see if this is as easy a framework to follow for everybody
right,
out there.
Fire them at me, because I listed a lot in those 5 things. So my biggest thing would be, if I had to write a statement based on that, it would actually be a thesis rather than a statement. So let's get
exactly.
into it.
Exactly. So the 4 I've chosen, right, and I just circled them as we went through. One of them that I loved was innovation. So it's all about being market leaders, always innovative, always having something and being above the industry. Second one is trust, so being trustworthy. A third one, kind of similar to trust, which is being an authority in the industry. So people always go to you for the best information. And to throw a spanner in the works, I'm going to put number 4, which is customer attention. Right, so everyone who's decided on the most important items, they've thought outside of themselves, saying, I want employees to be the best and focus on everything. And they say, okay, what's the greatest for the business? And they've chosen innovation, trust, authority, customer attention. And now what you need to do is try and wordsmith that and create that into a statement that you can easily say to someone just within a conversation you're having, or to your team member, or bring it up in a board meeting.
Yeah, it's so hard to put into one sentence, and I will say there's a great thing about this framework, because I've done before, I just have to sit down and write a vision statement, and as I said, it's just like sticking needles in my eyes. So based on that, you're giving me 4 things, innovation, so let me just work through this. A digital media company, so digital marketing, let's say I'm a digital marketing provider, trustworthy, authoritative. You said I need to start with 2, so to always be innovating digital marketing by providing all customers with trustworthy authority. To always be innovating digital marketing by providing all customers with a trustworthy and authoritative experience.
I love it. I think that, look, obviously we can refine it a bit more and everything like that, but we're on a podcast, but that took 10 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't put any money. I didn't put any money or anything like that in there, right? Either too. I didn't put Ferraris or money or.
There's no, and that's great. There's no tangibles in there, and we made up a hierarchy of what you're most passionate about. That's just random. So if it was to always be innovating digital marketing, something around trustworthy and authoritativeness, right? So it's something that can be achieved. However, people will listen to it and just go, how? How are you even going to achieve that, right? But it's something that your team can get behind, something the company can get behind, which is why it's just so valuable. It's immensely valuable.
Nice. That's the business component of it. So that's pretty good. As I said, it's if you ask someone to sit down, there's so many, you know, in one sentence, how many keywords can you fit into there? So that's a pretty good process. And we'll give everyone the examples in the downloads at the end of the show. So we've done that. Let's jump into something that's business, probably something that's even more important. Is probably personal vision. So what's up with that?
So let's run through personal is very easy, because we all have a childhood dream that never left us and things like that. And we all just sit down and just go, oh, I wish I was doing this, or compare ourselves to others. Right. So I'm going to throw you in the deep end again, and I'm going to grab you because, hey, I'm working through the framework and you can answer the questions, right?
Crash test dummy over here.
So like, just throw out, who do you want to do a person? You can either do it yourself or you can make up someone.
Probably the most important person in my life is probably me, so let's go with that.
All right. So what we'll do is exactly the same framework. All I'm going to do for everyone that's listening is swap out organization or business with the word you. So exactly the same question. So Adam, in 5 to 10 years, what are you going to be famous for?
Look, you know me, I'm sort of a Moz type of guy, so I've never really ever wanted to be famous. But as we build more of this brand, it's coming inevitable to me that my name and my brand needs to get out a little bit more. So, look, my thing is lately is inspiring people. My thing is I want to lead by example, which is really important to me. Ultimately, I'm famous for being happy. I'm being 100% free, and I give value. I mean, it sounds a little bit airy-fairy, but my life over the last 8 months has just taken such a big turn that I've just gone from this selfish me, me, me attitude, and I've sort of started to understand by hanging out with some of the most successful people in the world that when you give value back, that is sort of a recipe for happiness as well. So all of those things probably tied in. So that's what I'd like to be famous for.
Awesome. So shooting through, what do you refuse to do from now until 5 to 10 years?
I refuse to be dishonest in any way. I think when you're dishonest in business or in your personal life, I think you cut corners, and I think it's taking the easy way. So my thing is I'd never ever want to be dishonest. Anything I probably consider being untrue to myself. So I will never go to Melbourne when it's 5 degrees and live in Melbourne for a winter because I hate the cold. All right. I live on the beach. That's my thing. So I would never, ever move away from the beach for an extended period of time. Okay, that's just not who I am. That's not how I see myself. I'll never, ever be poor because, once again, it's important for me to have money. I'll never, ever go down that selfish route again. I'll never, ever work 15 hours a day again, 7 days a week. I'll never do that. It's not to say that I won't put a lot of time and effort into my companies, but I'll leverage my time and my profit a lot better than doing that. And I can never, ever work for somebody else. So if someone said, come work for me, if they offered me $1 million, I would say no.
That's awesome. I think that's
what I refuse to do.
Yeah. That's a great example of refusing. And I don't know if anyone's been listening, but Adam, as you're running through a couple of those things, you're already saying that that is what you're doing. Right, which means that you've already sold yourself on this vision, which is great because it means that all these things are coming right from the heart. So to continue pottering forwards, what are the internal opinions of yourself? Now, the internal doesn't just mean yourself, right? Because internal includes your family and your friends. So they are external to an extent. However, what they say and think about you impact you significantly more than society or the community, right?
Yeah.
So they are internal to yourself because there's a deep rooting from your family and your closest friends, right? So what are your internal opinions of yourself in the next five to 10 years?
It's a little bit tougher. I guess I want people to love me for who I am. I don't expect to be loved by everybody, but the people that I do have in my life, I think they really get me. So I really like to continue that. So people just love me for who I am. Whether they agree with my opinion or not, they just know who I am and they love me for that. I would want them to consider me as an inspiration. So we talked about the Instagram thing before. We just talked about, you know, this guy is out there. He's traveling the world. He's building big businesses. He's helping people. He's going to all these great locations. I'm really inspired by that. So I hope I can learn from that guy. And probably the most important thing is just to keep my soul 100% intact. So no cutting corners, no quick wins, long-term gains. Just keep my soul intact, I think, is probably a good way to put it. No deals with the devil, put it that
way. Awesome. I like that. So what about your external opinion? So what are the community, society, public, people that are outside of yourself, what are their opinions of you?
I guess he's probably approachable, someone that you would seek out to be in their lives. So you're just like, oh, that guy's inspiration. You know, someone I would like in my life, someone that they would respect and look up to. I think that's how I'd love to, you know, if I'm walking down the street and someone saw a video of something, me talking about business or talking about my life or something like that, they would feel that I'm the type of guy that they could just invite over for dinner and just have a good conversation about that. I wouldn't be arrogant or, you know, I'd be very approachable in that regard. So I just want to be, you know, probably the type of guy that someone would want to invite over to dinner and feel really comfortable around.
Love it. Now, you do know I've been writing notes. So I'm not going to let you off without coming up with a vision statement for yourself. So just so you know, I've written a list and I'm going to let you choose. Or just based off your opinion, you can...
Hold on. What about how do I measure myself? I'm just looking at this framework that you spelled out to me before. What about measuring? How do I measure my success?
Right.
Should I be asking myself that question, or does that not apply to personal?
Look, it doesn't. So the based off measuring success is looking more at the mission, right? So if you're trying to achieve X, Y, Z, and you got to remember that the vision is more about what you're passionate about. So it's not so much about that measuring concept. It's more about passion and what you hold dear and true, what your purpose is. And it really just comes down to ultimately, I think a great word for it is just that purpose. What do you envision yourself to be in the next 5 to 10 years, right?
Mm.
So it's a great question because a lot of people probably look at the comparison between business and personal and just go, well, they're significantly different, so they should be treated differently, which I don't agree.
I think it's a lot easier to define success for a business than for yourself because, you know, I meet billionaires and I meet people with no money and I meet everywhere in between, and there is no criteria that you can tick off a set bunch of boxes to say that you're successful. But in business, you can. You can have a vision about where you want to be. See, right now, I would say, I'm very successful because I've really met everything that I've tried to achieve. So if you say, look, you're living on the other side of the world, you get to travel, you live on the beach, you get to go play your sport all day, you get to give value to people, you get to do business, you get to do the podcast and teach everyone. That is how I'd measure my success. So just a little bit on top of that.
And I agree. So are you ready to create a vision?
Yeah, this is the toughest part.
So you've got a list. So I'm just going to say a couple of buzzwords from what you were mentioning. So under the famous, you're going to be famous for being inspiring, happy, and free. You're refusing to be dishonest and not true to yourself. An internal opinion of everyone around you is going to be love for who you are and inspirational. The external opinion of the society, public, etc., basically look at you to be a desired friend and well-respected, and kind of like a measure of how your life is going, your success is that you love what you do, right? So just from those buzzwords, just imagine 3 to 5 of the ones that are most passionate, and I can guarantee the ones that you're most passionate about are the ones that your eyes lit up when I said it. So I can guarantee that there would be something about being true to yourself and leading by example and things like that, that you would just go, that's me.
And I can tell you by going through this process, it's so much easier than if I just had to sit down and write a mission, because I've done it for hours, days. I've put so much into it and I just throw it away, or I just file it away in a box. So look, let's jump in. So I want to inspire everyone to meet. I want them to be happy. I offer value. And it's really important that I lead by example. So let's say I want to – so I've got to start with 2. To inspire everyone I meet to be happy through offering value and leading by example. So I will never, ever come out and not take my own dog food. So if I say something, like, okay, if we're teaching a framework, I'll actually go through and do it myself. So I think that's staying true. So, yeah, that's it. To inspire everyone I meet to be happy through offering value – and leading by example. That's how I live my life. That's my vision.
Absolutely love it. So look, basically we've just gone through such a simple framework, which is the frame vision framework for More Time, More Profit, which is the 5 questions you ask yourself to create a vision for either yourself or for your business. So look, I've taken the mic for way too long. I'm going to pass it across to yourself, Adam. Do you want to give us just a summary of how the journey you went through and the 5 points or something that we've taken you through on this episode?
Yeah, so I guess the first thing you really want to do when you're doing this is you just want to close your eyes. You want to block everything out, get away from loud noises, radios, music, anything like that. And remember a vision. You know, we've been dreaming for a long time. So I just say you know, since you're a little kid and having visions and everything along those lines. So just close your eyes. That would be the first thing I would say. I would say follow the framework that was given at this show, and we'll talk about where you can download that a little bit later. As I said, I've gone through this process before, and I absolutely hate it. So for you people out there who aren't into this type of vision, mission type of things, this system has been developed for you because it's so important. We talk about redirecting my business from small work-at-home business to glass doors. And that's even gone a few steps further from now, because I actually sold my business out of that. And last week it resold, and now it's part of the largest digital agency in the world. And I wouldn't have got there without that actual vision. So that's really important.
Exactly.
So what you do is you go through the framework, you pick the best 3 to 5 points that you're most passionate about. Remember, we picked out the words like happy, innovative, leading by example. Okay, so you pick your 3 to 5 points that you're passionate about, and then you just WordPress your vision statement. And to be honest, all I did is I just tied them together with, we started with the word to, and I just put I and little words in between just to string them together into a sentence. Doesn't have to be a 3-paragrapher, just something quick that you could put up on your wall or anything along those lines. And the fifth step I'll probably say is you want to refer to every major decision that you make. So I probably can't stress this enough that when you're in business and when you're in the trenches of war and everything's going on and you're down and you've got to make a big quick pivot or you go release a new product or service to react to what's going on in the market, always stop and look, is it in the best interest of our company? So put it up on the wall, make it a part of your culture, make it a part of the way that you lead your company, and you won't be able to get off track, and ultimately you'll be there for the long-term gains rather than the short-term wins.
Exactly. And you, when you put it up on the wall, you always want to refer to it. So something that I do in my teams for the business one as well as for myself. So myself, every morning, I write my vision down for myself. But then also within the business, every single person in the company has got their tasks they're responsible for and deliverables that they're responsible for to achieve what our goals are and our visions are. And within that document that they have, the very first item at the top is the vision. So it's not just something we plaster up, it's what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, a lot of people
just always repeat it.
A lot of people out there, it's just a piece of paper you put on the wall. No. When you go through this, like, I feel so good when I go through this process because that's who I am as a person. That's what I'm working towards. That's what I'm trying to be. That's my whole entire existence. That invokes so much inspiration and passion for me that, yeah, this is what I'm working towards. How many people have you seen, people that are depressed and on antidepressants, I've got nothing to live for? They don't have a vision. They don't think anything's achievable. That's the biggest problem that people have. So that's exactly the 5 steps that we go through.
So look, I want to wrap it up. We've gone through it crazy. I think every single person listening to this, the first thing you need to do is jump and download the entire framework. And I think I'm going to put up all of Adam's points and Adam's answers so you can work through, coincide with exactly what he's run through. So to download that, go to www.moretimemoreprofit.com/003. So download the business 5 questions, download the personal 5 questions, download the framework and take this through yourself, right? So step yourself through these questions, ask yourself the tough questions. And we've shown you 2 different scenarios in 10 minutes each and exactly the value that they can have.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So look, we've come to the end of this show, buddy, and what we'd like you to do is we'd like our viewers at home, our people listening in their car, in their office, at home, we would really like you guys to jump on board with a subscription to the podcast through iTunes. And also, if you find some value in that, jump on there and leave a review for us. It inspires us to create a lot more content. It inspires us to keep going, creating all this framework for you guys so you can get in there and create more time and more profit in your businesses. So for me, we're going to catch you guys the same bat time, same bat channel next week. For me, I'm saying goodbye and thanks for listening. Grant?
Adios, everybody. Catch you next time.
See you guys.
Bye.
You've just been listening to More Time, More Profit podcast. For more info, check out moretimemoreprofit.com. Make sure to tune in at the same time next week for another dose of real-life business strategies.